There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. You probably knew that. And I am hosting my own program today, as I always do, Monday through Friday at least. It is, I am a little greener today than brown, what can I tell you? Because it's St. Patrick's Day. There we go. And encouraging you to call up, to certainly wear the green, and to call me up with any Irish stories that you have and or jokes. Said I only know the one, which is kind of a little sad on some level, but it was told to me by an Irishman, so I figure, all right, probably to pass it along. Anything that is on your mind today is just dandy as far as I'm concerned. Kind of a little quiet around here today. I guess everybody's at the parade. So if you've got something that you're feeling like you'd really like to chat with me about and feeling like it would just make you too nervous to be put on hold for any length of time, it may be a really good time to call since people are at parades, I guess. I've had a lot of my producers have been Irish. And so they would take the day off. Manny is here with me, though. There you go.
Yep, I'm not Irish. So
there you go. No, there
I
we go.
I am working on this day.
He is, and I am, too. There you go. All right, I thought we'd talk a little bit about creativity since we've been talking. You guys have, since I've given you the opportunity to be program director. So as somebody was pointing out to me that the questions are basically not only psychological but somewhat philosophical. So I thought, well, this is one of those kinds of things. And psychology basically looks at creativity in basically that is the person creative? You know, is are there just some people who are born who are or Picasso or destined to be Picasso or think of somebody else, George O'Keefe or Tchaikovsky. I mean, are there people that are just, it's genetic, and they spring from the head of Zeus fully clothed and in creativity. And there seems to be that some people seem to be. The second, is there a process? Is there something that we can understand about how do creative people think differently than non-creative people? And the third is there a creative situation? Can we create, I guess there's also a four, can we create a learning situation or an environment in which people become creative or people who we don't necessarily think of as creative become, they are able to get in tune? That's sort of based on the notion that most of God's children have creativity somewhere, and we just have to unearth it. And the other is sort of looking from the product backward of saying, are there creative products, and can we kind of dissect them? Can we take them apart and see what makes them? I actually was at a lecture once at Lincoln Center where this guy gave this fascinating lecture about the first 16 bars of, I think, Beethoven's Ninth. And it was like a 2.5-hour lecture, and it was 16 bars, or maybe it was even 8 bars. It was not very much. And he showed, he dissected it literally note by note and pause by pause and showed why it was different, why it was extraordinary as opposed to ordinary. And it was fascinating. So that's the fourth approach. So one is, are there people who are just born? Can we study those people and learn something about creativity? The second is there a process? Do they think differently than other people? So we can teach people that process. The third, are there situations where we can encourage and nourish the idea that most people could be creative given the right circumstances? And the fourth is going from the product backward. All right, so So they're talking about, all right, there are five models, all right? The first is kind of tacky, and it basically says that people need – it basically works on the assumption that all God's children are creative. And so all you have to do is sort of unblock them. It's kind of the creative laxative school of life. You just have to get out of your own way. I actually had an experience with this. I was applying. I was auditioning for a program a bunch of years ago, and I had to go to L.A., and I had been there three times in about 2 weeks. So the staff at the hotel knew me pretty well. And the night before the final thing, at 2 o'clock in the morning, I realized I needed a dictionary. You could say, well, I mean, what was that about? I don't remember exactly what I wanted to look up, but I remember thinking, I need a dictionary. And so I called down to the front desk and said, do you guys have a dictionary down there? No, it's 2 o'clock in the morning. And the guy said, Joy, what do you need a dictionary for? I need a dictionary. At which point he came up, he found a dictionary, and he brought it up to my room, and he told me the following story. He said that there was a very famous sculptor who did sculptures of horses. And there's a corollary story here, but of horses. And someone said to him, how do you do that? And he said, all you have to do is set the horses free. And the corollary is somebody who did a bust of Lincoln that they felt was very lifelike. And I said, well, gee, how do you do that? And he said, you just take away everything that doesn't look like Lincoln. And he told me these two stories at 2 o'clock in the morning, or it's probably 2:30 or 3 o'clock by now. And he said, Joy, sometimes all you have to do is get out of your own way. And so that's the kind of laxative school of creativity. It's just, just stop. Whatever it is that you're blocking, whether it's that this isn't going to work or people aren't going to like it or this is too wild, just stop doing that. The second is what they call the dominatrix model, that we have to unleash our creativity, that somehow, which I think is very similar to the first one, that somehow, except the first one, in theory, is something we can do for ourselves. The second is that someone else can do that for us, that they can set us free. They can give us permission to be creative. The third is what they call the arsonist model, is that there are people who can kind of spark our creativity, that they can bring a light to it. And so it's that by their presence and by their interaction that they can sort of it's not set it free, it's just sort of set it on fire, that they can burn away that which we don't know. The fourth is the kindergarten model, which is probably the most fun. That playfulness, that just being able to be silly, to have brainstorming sessions, to think of doing things. And people do these on retreats sometimes where they'll come up with the silliest thing, or they'll play charades, or they dress up. So the idea being that creativity is something that we all have. And again, you can hear what these all have in common is that we all have it. The question is how to get in touch with it. And the fifth is that they're saying that there's the jail model, that we box ourselves in. And so when people think outside the box, what they're really saying is you've limited yourself by putting yourself in a non-creative jail. So all you have to do is sort of decide that those walls don't exist anymore. And then they have some very practical kinds of things, most of which I think are trivial. I thought the sort of philosophical analysis was much more interesting than the steps. They said, sleep on it. Well, we all know that our unconscious is much more activated during sleep than it is at any other time. So that if you have an idea and you go to bed with it, and as you can hear, I absolutely believe that, hence the 2 o'clock in the morning, I need a dictionary. This is read widely. I think it's more be open to experience, that get as many people to tell you things that are true for them as you possibly can. And certainly reading is part of it. I'd be a little cautious about the internet, because things that are true and things that are not true are all in the same typeface. But even the point is, if you're talking about creativity, I suppose the internet may be one of the bastions of creativity, or we can sometimes call them lies. Be persistent. Don't give up. The idea, and that seems somewhat at odds with the idea of creativity. But if you look at truly creative people, they basically practice their art a lot. They got to the point, to a pinnacle, by doing it over and over again, which is taking risks, steal from other people, piggyback. and understand when you're most likely to be creative and write things down. If you'd like to talk with me more about creativity or there's something in your life that's going well or not so well, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
There you are, 855-993-7569. It's St. Patrick's Day, 2015. So we went through a long dissertation about St. Patrick, who was actually a Brit who was kidnapped. And he was actually from a wealthy family in Britain. It's not clear why he was kidnapped or who kidnapped him, or whether there was ransom paid or what. But he actually was returned to his family at some point. He was kidnapped to Ireland and then returned to his family. And he heard voices that said he should go back to Ireland and convert the pagans, which is what he did. And one of the reasons that he was credited with getting the snakes out of Ireland is there were no snakes in Ireland and never were snakes in Ireland. But people viewed that as kind of a metaphor because the snakes were evil. That a pretty common theme in literature that snakes represent temptation and evil and wickedness. So the idea being that he converted the Irish to Christianity. And in I've said before, I actually one year when I was on the air called a pub in Ireland. It was completely dead. And that in fact, up until the 17th century, pubs were closed on St. Patrick's Day in Ireland because it was a religious holiday. It was a feast day. And now, apparently, that I have a friend who his parents are both first generation Irish, and she says it's become so Americanized. Everybody has green beer and the parades and whatever. But it's really a very American holiday, and it started in Boston. Although New York has got the longest running parade, I think it's the civilian parade in the United States. And so Fifth Avenue will be blocked off today for hours. And as I said, a couple of years ago, they really cracked down on the amount of booze that was going on because people were just smashed. People arrested, and there were fights breaking out, and people were throwing up. And there were sometimes some deaths from acute alcohol poisoning. It was really not a very festive kind of thing. And anybody over the age of about 30, I think, really avoided the parade like the plague because there were a whole bunch. It was just a bunch of kids became hooligans after a while because there was so much drinking going on. And apparently they've stopped that. Although still, I mean, look, I'm on the air, so I'm not going to any parade. But there's speaking of which, I forgot. I would have forgotten again. I'm on Being Mary Jane tonight on BET. So I think it's on around 10 o'clock at night, and then I think it's replayed. So we'll probably have it on the website, hopefully, like maybe tomorrow. I can't put it up before it's seen, but maybe we can put it up afterward. So I play, strangely enough, myself.
Now, are you, like, how do I word this question? Are you playing, like, kind of a, like, well, I guess you kind of are playing a fictionalized version of yourself. So
nope.
No,
I'm playing real me. Okay. I'm Dr. Joy Brown, and she says, Mary Jane is Gabrielle Union, mm-hmm. who's a very nice woman and very pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, you know, I like your books. You're Dating for Dummies, and we listen to your program. And I think they actually would talk about the podcast at one point. And she has a question about her interaction, and they use a specific, I don't want to tell you too much about it because I want you all to watch it, about a specific psychological technique that was used to look at how we see the world, how the world sees us, what we hide from other people, what they don't tell us. It was just, and then they use that as kind of the mechanism to look at her relationships during the program. It was fun. They were really nice to me. Shopped for me, and they had these shoes. I looked at the episode quickly, but they had these gladiator hooker shoes on, these sandals. You know, they were incredibly high, and I made them take a picture of it. And I don't know, I think I forgot to ask them for the picture because I was going to show my daughter that I actually once, I mean, they got these shoes, and I literally could not walk in them. They were like 6 inches tall and platformy, and they were very sexy looking. I mean, you can see why people wear those shoes, but I don't think sexy and falling down are necessarily exactly the same concept. Mitt Romney clearly does, but I don't. And so they gave me slippers to walk onto the set. Then they put these crazy shoes on me, and then they took a picture of me standing, or in my particular case, tottering. And so they were very sexy shoes. And they fortunately did not offer them to me because I probably would not have taken them. Although, I mean, I don't even think I'm going to wear them for Halloween. I mean, I was really a menace. It was, and I, you know, I'm somewhat of a klutz to begin with anyway. I have very high center of gravity, I have a relatively small body, and just very leggy. And these were just, they look great, but man, not for me. So at any rate, I'm on Being Mary Jane tonight. So we're talking about the parade. You know, what I was thinking about we maybe do is an email here.
Let's do it. This is an email from someone who wanted to be referred to as KS.
Okay.
And they say, Dr. Joy, I'm a psychotherapist, and I have often enjoyed listening to your show over the years. However, I felt compelled to contact you in regards to two things. One, I think it's not helpful to dismiss other therapists. It's very likely they have more of the story than you do and may have a different but equal approach and may be quoted and you may have quoted them inaccurately. And two, your description of depression is misleading and inaccurate. Clinical depression can be triggered by life events.
Yes and no. I've not said that it couldn't be triggered by it. But it's basically what I try to help people do is distinguish between sadness and depression. And with sadness, it's very obvious to be able to point out what the problem is. With depression, that I've never disagreed with you that it can be triggered, but then there's a sequelae that is not. I mean, look, everybody gets unhappy when they get fired or their car gets towed or the pink job that they picked out didn't come out the way they wanted it to. But there is a significant difference between people who basically say, gee, that's a bummer. And they may even say, I'm really depressed that this color is so awful. But there is not the long term, the more than 6 weeks, all the somatic symptoms, the sense that life is not worthwhile, that no matter what I do, it doesn't come out right. So I'm not arguing that events can't trigger. But there's a significant difference between events triggering sadness and events triggering depression. So I don't disagree with you with that, but I think that people tend to confuse depression and sadness, and they're not the same at all. Because with sadness, you really can say, if somebody is not clinically depressed, okay, well, why don't we get another paint job? You know, why don't we get some more paint? Or maybe you couldn't learn to live with it and like it better in a couple of weeks. And there is that ability to kind of negotiate an external reality. The problem about depression is that the internal reality, it just overwhelms the external. All right, so that's number two. Number one about therapists. I'm usually fairly careful about not bad-mouthing therapists and going out of my way to say, don't expect your therapist to behave like me. I don't even behave like me. Let me talk a little bit about that more in just a minute, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now.
Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products.
It's togethersave.com. Togethersave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery.
Check it out. Togethersave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at togethersave.com.
By now, you've heard about Bitcoins. But did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
The Freeze-Dry Guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The Freeze-Dry Guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Great idea. I'll finish my response to KS in just a minute, but Amanda's calling, and I really want to give her priority, and I'll remember what I wanted to say to him, to KS. So Amanda, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How may I help?
Well, my question is regards to my son. He's 12 years old. He was just diagnosed with ADD, inattentive type, and agitated depression. I'm dealing with a psychiatrist right now. We're trying to get everything under control, but he's mentioned wanting to meet his father, who has never been in the picture. And I just don't know if I should, like, get all of his, you know, the what we're trying to deal with now under control before I try to reach out to his father, or if reaching out to him during, like, the healing process of this or whatever process I'm in is the right thing to do.
Okay. How many kids do you have?
I have two.
And what's the age of the other?
Five.
Okay. Same dad or not?
Different fathers.
Okay. Tell me the circumstances. Were you married to your 12-year-old's father or not?
No.
Okay. Tell me, were the two of you together for a long time? Was that a one-night stand? Just give me a little bit of background here about how you ended up being pregnant.
It was not a one-night stand. Things did move pretty quickly with us. But I would say within 4 months of our relationship, I found out I was pregnant.
Okay. How old were you at the time?
I was 21 when I found out I was pregnant.
Okay. And how old was he?
27.
Okay. And you said you were pregnant, he was happy, split? What's the circumstance?
No, he was not happy at all. He talked to me about abortion and options, you know, and I just couldn't do that.
Okay.
So at about 5 months pregnant, we decided we were going to move in together. And then he made it very clear that he was just doing it because he felt he had to, but he didn't want to participate in the day-to-day life with the baby. He wasn't going to take care of the baby while I worked. I tried to work a separate shift than him, and he made it very clear he didn't want that. Pretty much the only reason he wanted to live with me was because he wanted me to cook his meals, wash his clothes, clean his house, and take care of the baby. And he wanted, you know, the option to run and do whatever he wanted. And then I also found out at that point that he was pretty heavily into drugs.
Oh, dear. All right, so how long was he ever in your son's life in any meaningful way?
No, he has never seen him. Nothing. The last time he was spoken to was the day my son was born. We called him, told him that I'd had the baby. He asked what his name was. We told him.
Okay.
And his only response was, well, I told her I didn't like that name, and then hung up, and that was it.
All right. So have you been, do you know where he is at this moment?
I could find him. I have contact with his family.
Okay.
His family, just over social media, that's it.
Okay. Does your son deal with his grandparents at all on his father's side?
We tried to deal with his mother for about a year and a half, but it was just horrible. She'd prank me in the middle of the night, constantly, all night long, just constantly calling my phone and then hanging up. And finally I called her, I'm like, look, I have a child at home who's trying to sleep, and you're calling me 3, 4, 5 in the morning. Just stop.
Why was she calling you?
She just quit calling. I don't know. I have no idea. She wouldn't say anything or anything. When I confronted her, she didn't give me any reasons why.
All right, and you're sure it was her?
Yeah, because caller ID.
Okay. Yeah, caller ID has changed the world, hasn't it? Okay.
Right.
So let's back. All right, so your son sounds like has he ever done well in school or not?
Not really, no.
Okay. He's never really done well in school, but the ADHD has only been diagnosed recently.
Right. He got the diagnosis actually a little bit over a month ago.
Okay. And so he's what? If he's 12, he's probably what, in like sixth grade?
Yes, correct. Sixth grade.
Okay. So he's passed every grade, but he doesn't. Can you give me some idea of what his learning problems are?
He's just, you know, it's for me, I would consider it the typical depression. He just doesn't care. He doesn't want to do the work. He doesn't want to do the homework and bring it home. He would rather find something else to do.
Is he brought him
over grade.
All right, then let me ask you a couple questions. Are you sure he's capable of doing the work?
Oh, yeah.
Because
when
88... Okay.
Yeah, when he has to get A's, you know, he's capable.
So, well, because ADHD is basically, it's attention disorder, ADD basically is kind of morphed into something else. But the idea being that he has a chemical inability to focus, and that's why he doesn't do well in school. But you're telling me that when he takes tests, he does well?
Yeah, he can if he tries, you know. He's really got to try. He's really unorganized. His room is a disaster. Locker is the same way. He doesn't try to bring home the homework. He doesn't write anything down in his
planner. But all right. So you're talking about two things that are not the same thing, and they may overlap, and they may both occur in your son. But depression, in spite of what KS says, is basically it's not something. It's not if you're depressed. Saying, well, you know, try harder is just not possible. It's like saying, well, why aren't you out exercising with a broken leg? I mean, it's just not possible. Depression
right.
is, and certainly if you're doing poorly in school, it can lead to that if we feel like every day nothing gets better, we really don't understand, and even when we're trying our best, nothing gets better, that can certainly be a depressing circumstance that can certainly lead
right.
to basically, after some period of time, to a sense of worthlessness, to a sense of clinical depression, all sorts of things. But, I mean, was he this way from, like, first grade on?
Yeah, he's always been, I've always described him to teachers as the kind of kid to where if he's 100% sure of the answer and there's absolutely no way he could get it wrong, he's going to raise his hand and he's going to participate. But if there's that one small chance that he may be wrong, he's not going to participate.
All right, but that's not necessarily depression. That may be fear. It may be, I mean, I hate to use the self-esteem concept. But
right,
so
right.
Have you have another child. Are you married at this moment or not?
No.
Okay, no. So are you with anybody at this moment?
Yes.
Okay, but not married. Is the person you're with the father of your five-year-old?
No.
Okay. You and I have to talk about that at some point, and I'm not going to lecture you. I'm not your Aunt Matilda. But you need to be careful about having miscellaneous men around your kids, especially around a 12-year-old. The five-year-old is going to fall in love with whomever the sort of nearest father figure is. But a 12-year-old is going to feel like, because I'm sure someone has said to him, maybe your mother or a well-meaning uncle or somebody, it's your job to take care of your mom, and which is a very common phenomenon and disastrous. I mean, 12-year-old can't take care of you. Yeah. And just at the time he was starting school, which it sounds like he hasn't been terrifically good at, that he had a competitor. He's got a 5-year-old. So at a time where he was feeling presumably some separation anxiety, I assume that you and he were very close, you were a single parent, did you live with your mom or anything of that sort?
I lived with my grandmother.
Okay.
Who he was close to, and she passed away in 2010, and then my mother, who he was close to as well, passed away in January of last year, suddenly.
All right, so
basically,
yeah.
So
it would seem to me that the first thing that this kid needs to be treated for is not necessarily a learning disability, because it's not clear to me that he has it, and I don't know who diagnosed it. And as KS pointed out, they're going to have more information than I do. But the fact that this kid doesn't do well in school and he doesn't raise his hand doesn't necessarily mean he can't concentrate. It means that he's uncertain. Let me put you on hold, because I want to come back. I want to talk with you about the depression and the dad. All right? And so hang on for me. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite. I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there are fine that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know. Plus, you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
This is Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. As a business leader, I know that babies born very sick or too soon cost businesses billions of dollars each year, in addition to the emotional stress on employees and their families. That's why Famous Footwear is committed to raising funds to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in the March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Amanda, who's got a pretty unhappy 12-year-old that's not doing particularly well in school, and the question is, why not? And it sounds like she's got some professional help that suggests that there may be a learning disability going on here, and also some depression. And first of all, it would seem to me that the obvious thing to do is to treat the depression before you treat the learning disability, because if the learning disability, it's pretty hard to learn when you're depressed, when you're feeling that you can't concentrate, which is certainly one of the hallmarks of depression. You feel, it's certainly a hallmark of other things, but it's consistent with depression. When you feel like no matter what you do, it's not good enough, that the world would be a better place without you, that you can't sleep very well. So I would certainly treat the depression that it's not much fun to have a learning disability when you're in school and you're 12 years old, but I think depression trumps the learning disability. So I would certainly treat that first. And I'm not sure, and you can talk with your psychiatrist about this, about putting kids on a couple of medications at the same time. Because when you're dealing with adolescents, go ahead.
Sorry, his kids are in Zoloft, and then they put them on Ritalin too.
Yeah, I would talk with a psychiatrist about it. I would, especially if it's only been a month. I would treat the depression first, because okay. The learning disability might go away once the depression goes away. And you want to make sure that you can monitor drugs, and drugs can have interactions. So when you're dealing with an adolescent population, you're talking about a whole bunch of stuff. You're talking about hormones. You're talking about the possibility of abuse. You're talking about a rapidly changing growth cycle. So I would certainly and talk with him about treating the depression first, because if the depression means he can focus better in school, then we don't need. If you're asking me, can the two exist simultaneously? The answer is yes, but you're not going to know that. You're not going to know what the cause of the problem is until you treat the one and the other remains, that he is in fact no longer depressed, but he still has a problem in school, which can certainly be upsetting and can certainly trigger some depression. But it sounds like the depression, first of all, is more universal and also longer standing. And pretty easy to understand, given the fact that he's had some major traumas in his life. And, I mean, we could even talk about post-traumatic stress disorder, which we don't usually talk about in 12-year-olds. But, and hopefully he's in therapy with somebody. Is he as well?
Well, we started the therapy, and then she referred us to a psychiatrist. And so we're trying to get the medication under control. And then we're going to start therapy again once.
Well, they can be concurrent though. That he can continue to see the therapist and still and have somebody else monitor the medication, because the medication it's not as bad as it used to be. It used to be, especially with antidepressants and especially with adolescents, that you see the side effects immediately and you wouldn't see the positive effects for about 6 to 8 weeks. And the new antidepressants have fewer side effects, and you'll see some positive effect usually much more quickly than that. So hopefully he's feeling better, and he's going to be the best source of how he's feeling about things. But I'd be careful about putting anybody, but certainly an adolescent, on multiple medications at the same time, because you just don't know exactly what's going on, and that if he's had a learning disability basically for 12 years, then it could probably wait another couple of months to be treated. And I realize that it can certainly contribute to the depression. But in fact, if the depression, I wouldn't probably treat the learning disability first, just because you could say, well, that may be what's causing the depression. But it sounds to me that the depression has much longer roots than this. He does, and I would certainly have therapy ongoing at the same time he's dealing with the medication. Because that way he's got someone to talk to.
And I just didn't know if it would, like, overload him or, you know, I'm easing my way into this because I've never dealt with this before. And, of course, I want to help him, obviously, anyway.
Well, and use him as a resource as well, because part of what your son is feeling is powerless. And so saying to him, look, here's what I think is going on here, you know, that you had a baby brother who came at the same time you were going to school and you were struggling with school, that your grandma died at the same time, your great-grandmother died at the same time, and then your grandma died. And, I realize that I may have gotten a little bit distracted, and, you know, I need to spend more time with you because he needs to feel that he matters. Because that gets us to the question number whatever we're on. Should he be allowed to see his dad? And I would say yes. And for the simple reason that it gives him some power. I would be careful about saying to him, understand that you can get in touch with your dad, but your dad, it's not that he rejected you. He never knew you. He rejected the notion of taking care of somebody. But so it wasn't that he loved or didn't love you. He didn't know you. He's never known you. So you need to understand that he's a stranger. and he doesn't know you, you don't know him. If you want to get in touch with him, I'm willing to support that. But I want you to be prepared for the fact that this may not be exactly what your fantasy is of he's going to say, oh, my long-lost son, come and let me give you a hug. So if you're prepared to deal with that, and that's why being involved in therapy is a good idea. And you can say to him, how about if we let the antidepressants kick in a little bit more? Maybe let's do this over the summer when you're not in school. Because by then, the school pressure will be off for him, so the learning disability is going to be much less of an issue. I would not put this kid in summer school at this moment. This kid needs a respite, number one. Number
right.
two, that it'll give the antidepressants a couple of months to kick in, and it gives you some time and the therapist some time to establish a relationship with him. So if things go well with his dad, that's great. If things don't go so well, that you've got a system in place. You've got a psychopharmacologist
right.
involved. You've got a psychiatrist involved. You've got a therapist involved, and it gives him the summer. Presumably, is going to be less stressful for him, which then gets us to your issue, kiddo. You need to understand that. I don't even know. How old are you?
33.
Okay. 21 plus 12. That you're a relatively young woman, and I'm not trying to prohibit your social life, but I'm saying you've got two kids from two different dads, and you're living with somebody that you're not married to.
We don't live together.
Okay, good. No. Fair enough. Does he have anything
to do? Together, and I've only brought people that I have been seriously dating for months around my children.
I'd be careful about that. I would extend it beyond that until you're sure that this guy is going to be in your life on a permanent basis. The kids have already gone through it. And your son, your 12-year-old in particular, is going to view every guy that he meets who then doesn't end up in his life as another rejection. He's not going to say, well, Mom didn't like him. He's going to say, well, I was the problem. So... I want you to have a social life. I want you to find somebody wonderful or not, but I don't want them around your kids. I'll tell you what, hang on if you can, and we'll talk a little bit more about this if you can, all right? I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.